Texas and Nuevo Leon forge ahead with economic and cultural partnerships at South by Southwest. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a notable event at South by Southwest on Monday, Texas Association of Business, TAB, President and CEO Glenn Hamer had the privilege of leading a panel discussion featuring the governor of Nuevo Leon, Samuel Alejandro Garcia Sepulveda. The highlight of this gathering was the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between TAB and the state of Nuevo Leon. This agreement is set to fortify the connections between Texas's business community and Nuevo Leon, a recognized leader in economic and manufacturing sectors. It heralds a new chapter of economic flourishing and cooperative growth for both regions, emphasizing the critical role of cross-border partnerships in achieving mutual prosperity. Nuevo Leon has swiftly risen as a North American example of economic opportunity and job creation, outperforming other Mexican states by generating the most jobs in the initial months of 2024. Its advanced infrastructure and highly skilled workforce have transformed it into a hub for nearshoring activities. With approximately 76% of Mexico's nearshoring operations and home to over 4,500 foreign companies, including industry giants from the automotive, IT, and consumer goods sectors, Nuevo Leon is a thriving nearshoring destination. This has significantly benefited Texas businesses, providing seamless access to manufacturing and operational facilities just across the border. Under Governor Garcia's astute leadership, Nuevo Leon has seen a remarkable influx of foreign investment and a boost in employment opportunities, educational standards, and investment security. This transformation into an economic powerhouse is driving regional growth and innovation, with TAB eagerly collaborating with Governor Garcia to leverage this momentum for the betterment of communities on both sides of the border. Beyond economic figures, this partnership symbolizes cultural exchanges and educational collaborations, aiming for mutual enrichment of both Texan and Nuevo Leonese communities. A notable highlight was Governor Garcia's meeting with University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell, focusing on educational exchanges as catalysts for economic growth. This is further exemplified by the success of Tec de Monterrey's partnership with the University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA, in cybersecurity education, setting a benchmark in technology-focused academic collaboration. Additionally, the launch of a new nonstop flight between Austin and Monterrey by Viva Aerobus marks a significant step in this partnership. Facilitating easier travel and cultural exchanges, this direct route is also a strategic move to support the growing Tesla gigafactories in both cities, enhancing economic and industrial ties. The ongoing efforts between Texas and Nuevo Leon underscore a dynamic collaboration that extends beyond mere economic benefits. It's a comprehensive strategy aimed at sustainable prosperity, cultural enrichment, and educational advancements. As both regions continue to build on this partnership, the focus remains on fostering a relationship of mutual respect, collaboration, and a shared vision for success across the border.